Bring them in. Week 5 edition of the Cash Process. I'm your host, Ben Hosser. I'm joined by Anthony Carson. Anthony, week 4. What a week it was. It was a week of, it was a week overall, if we incorporate Monday night, of profit for me and our subscribers, but it was a week of just max pain. We're going to dive into that a little bit before we get to week 5 slate. I made literally the worst lineup decisions when it comes down to like 3v3, 2v2. Worst ones of my DFS career in week 4. It was really bad.
I want to hear it because I actually don't know what it is.
Yeah, so obviously got dusted in cash games, so we're 3-1. So if you told me at the beginning of the season that you're going to be 3-1, I would not be mad. You know, 3-1 is a fantastic start to the season. But missed a big opportunity to go 4-0. So prior to the slate starting, my cash game 3v3 was Jared Goff, Saquon Barkley, and TJ Hockenson versus Marcus Mariota, David Njoku, and Jonathan Taylor. And I was so sucked in to Jonathan Taylor. I'm just a fish. Like, I'm just a fish. I have no other way to say it other than I'm just an idiot.
You do get sucked in, I feel like.
I do. But I have conviction. Like, so many people don't have conviction. They just come on and they'll just fire off takes. Yeah. I have conviction when I like plays, and I put my money on it. So, you know, it burns me sometimes, but yeah, I'm stupid. Well, luckily, my GPP core, which was posted for subscribers, dfscomer.com, you can get access. I won like half my money back with that. But again, the wrong 2v2, Khalif Raymond, Jonathan Taylor versus Courtland Sutton and Josh Jacobs. I wrote that stack up in Final Thoughts, and it cost me 43 points. I would have actually come out like over $2,000 ahead, even with losing cash, if I just played Courtland Sutton and Josh Jacobs. I can't make this up. Literally the worst decisions of my life was this past Sunday.
Yeah, that's tilting to say the least. And then just the TJ Hockenson game, you probably were just, after the first or second score, like, is this just salt on the wound at this point? But yeah, I don't know, man. You always bounce back, and you already did immediately Monday night. Like you said, you guys actually won a freaking million.
For those of you that are watching, we post showdown cores at dfscomer.com/NFL if you want access. And my optimal core for the Monday night game, if any of you guys are watching this, Anthony and I are starting this new thing. We're getting in Discord on Saturday night, Discord voice chat with our community. We're kind of talking through our lineup builds and stuff. It was really fun doing that this past Saturday. But I got in voice chat again Monday night because we had a legit sweat. I knew it was going to come down to this. We needed Robbie Gould field goal to ship literally every contest. I'm not lying. Like, first place in every contest. Millie Maker, everything. Robbie Gould misses that field goal. Still absolutely crushed. Made a lot of money, but could have been just a massive night. So that was just like, that actually put me up like for the week overall. So I'm not mad about it because I want all my money back. But yeah, to add that on to like what happened Sunday, it was like the universe is like, it's just, I don't know. It's playing with me Anthony.
The big win is coming. I will take a deep breath right now. I'm going to try not to rant. I'm not going to. I had a unbelievable week. As you know, it seems like obviously been early on the slate, probably the 1 to 4 o'clock hours. Really bad for you, really good for me. So it was obviously a dichotomy there. And you know, it is what it is. Sometimes it's the other way around. You're crushing and I'm getting smoked. You probably saw me tilting in a good way in Discord. I had a lot of fun Sunday. I'm not going to lie. I feel like everything went right. Everything was going right. I MME'd on FanDuel and our optimizer, which you can access on the website, guys. Like, it does the work for you. Yes, you can tweak ownerships a bit. Yes, I did that a little bit, but it was just all over the Seahawks Detroit game. We talked about it in our content all week, as well as in the cash process last week. And I just decided to kind of go all in on it, including Jared Goff in the optimizer. And I had a number of lineups that were live, which was just fun. I mean, it's, you know, happens every once in a while. For a while I was in fifth place in the Millie Maker, for a large portion of the day, actually. That was fun. But my cash lineup, which is a little bit more of a hybrid, which we talked about, not only in Discord, but I said, Ben, if you remember, and I quote, like, I'm not even trying to win this week on FanDuel. I'm trying to take something down. So I knew Jonathan Taylor was going to be mega chalk on FanDuel. I knew Barkley was going to be mega chalk, which he turned out to be a good play. I faded him. I got a little bit different. I played a 3% owned Nick Chubb. My wide receiver construction was a little bit different. I did play Geno Smith in my main lineup on FanDuel for, you know, north of what, Ben, $5,000, $6,000. Like, I had that much conviction on it. I loved my nucleus of my core, which I give out to all subscribers. My FanDuel lineup, which I used to, the joke was I used to wreck FanDuel back in the day. It was a true story. It got hot and heavy there for a while. But I have navigated there more recently. And again, for all those who used to tail my core on FanDuel, like, I'm playing a lot again over there. I'm 4-0 there. I'll chalk up this weekend DraftKings to a win for my cash play. I kind of like broke even. I cashed in a lot of 50-50s and some of the higher dollar ones I noticed I didn't. My lineup was okay. I had Hockenson, right? I mean, it was a chalk lineup. I played Mariota. Looking back, I don't know why I didn't play Jared Goff or Geno Smith. I mean, it just made sense.
That's why I was debating Jared Goff. It's like, if we're playing these Lions guys, why didn't I just play him? And then looking back, it's like even worse. Like, you're such a
That was a big mistake, I think, process-wise. You did bring it up in Discord after dark. I mean, you and I had some cocktails. Yeah. We had a lot of people listening to us. You were talking about Jared Goff. So I put him in the player pool, actually, ironically, when you were talking. So you gave me a shot in a Millie Maker just bringing that up. And then ultimately, my Millie Maker lineup came down to, dude, I thought I had leverage, but I thought I made the right decision. For the second week in a row, I was tilted because I kept A.J. Dillon in my flex. I felt like I had leverage. I knew Jacobs at the same price in FanDuel was going to be chalk. I just like the setup for Dillon better, too. I thought, you know, what, 14-point favorite or something. And, Dillon did have like 80 yards or something, a touchdown, I think. But it didn't work out, man. Like, that lineup ultimately dropped. Had I went to Josh Jacobs, I would have came in second place using the optimizer in the Millie Maker. So that's what I was sweating. My main lineup did awesome as well. It fell back a little bit because I didn't have Josh Jacobs or Sutton, I guess. But, you know, again, my roster was awesome over there. So I had a huge cash. And I had a great day with props and betting, which I was chatting with the guys in Discord. So it was by far my most profitable week of the season. I'm off to an incredible start. Honestly, I was looking at my kind of ROI for the year. And when I do that, I keep it in Excel with my DFS props and betting. So let's go into week five, Ben. Let's get week four behind us. And let's look to hit the green payday again this week five. So what the people are here for is the DraftKings score. We'll talk about owner's box a little bit as well quickly. But let's start with quarterback, Ben. I do have the projections portal up. It's Tuesday right now. On FanDuel, I can tell you right now, it's between two quarterbacks. It's not even close. And if you're playing 50-50s in FanDuel, if you don't have Hurts or Allen in there, you're going to lose. Like, I don't even see another opportunity unless something else opens up. DraftKings probably a little bit different, maybe, I guess, Ben. But what's your first thoughts on DraftKings for quarterback this week?
Yeah, right. Before I get into quarterback, shout out obviously to our sponsors, Owner's Box Fantasy. Travis now up to $50,000 in winnings. Our Discord is just booming with lightning lineup screenshots. These people are loving it. They're making a ton of money. Ownersbox.online, promo code Karma, $500 deposit match, $10 entry into a DFS contest, GPP, $10 lightning lineups entry for free. Go sign up for that ASAP. Hop in the Discord for free at dfskarma.com/chat, and we'll tell you all about how to play it. And then speaking of props, dude, our Discord's booming with props as well. I mean, you can tell the traction's picking up. I'm personally up. I'm up 38 units. You can check. We post all of our bets tracked. Full transparency. I'm up 38 units since July, between prize picks and like underdog stuff. So we'll obviously have more picks for that.
I toss in FYI, you prize picks people out there. I know you're all out there. I know you're all on prize picks. I toss my main just one power play every week. I am now 3-1 on the season. I've won 3 weeks in a row. I lost the first one to start. I am now 3-1. We won again last week. I just knew it was a lock. The play was so easy. It was Lockett and the over of Nick Chubb, which I was hilarious because I think his over-under was like 86 or something when we got the play in. So I'll be looking this week for my favorite two-man power play. But again, you got to access that in our Discord chat, which is at dfskarma.com. All right, Ben, let's get into the slate.
Yeah, week five. So kind of agree with what you said. This is an Eagles week. So the thing that sticks out, in my opinion, this is an Eagles week. But the thing that sticks out about this slate, I said it to you right before we started here. There were weeks in past years where we fired this podcast up, and there's 6-7, you know, games that are over 50 total. There is zero games currently with a 50 or higher Over under. We got Browns Chargers at 47.5, Bucks Falcons at 48, Bills are at 47, but that's because they have a 30.5 point team total themselves. And then, you know, you got Eagles and Cardinals at 49. So I think that this is an Eagles week. I had tons of conviction around Hurts last week. Kind of got screwed over by that weather. Had to move off a lot of that stuff on Sunday morning. But the Philadelphia Eagles are going to absolutely smash the Arizona Cardinals, in my opinion. They have one of the best defenses this season. Jonathan Gannon is doing a great job just scheme-wise. I don't think Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury will be able to crack that. And I think the Eagles are just going to roll. I think they're going to score a lot of points. And I love Jalen Hurts this week. So can you use Josh Allen? Obviously, you can always use Josh Allen in cash games. But as of right now, it's Tuesday. I'm probably just plugging in Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what my lead was, right? I was looking at FanDuel, sprinkling that in, because I do know people are coming back to FanDuel. It's not just us. Like, I see I get the DMs. I think it's because they want my lineup, and it's insane. I can't give out a full lineup, guys, but you can.
Yeah, they can have your core, though. They just have to sign up.
It is funny, though. I start posting these huge screenshots in Discord, and, like, I wake up to Monday morning to, like, 10 DMs, like, you know, hey, man, like, I see you're back on FanDuel. I've been there. I just haven't really been attacking. Now that my life is calming down, I'm in my home, I got my kid, we're back. We're ready to roll. Yeah, it's Jalen Hurts week at quarterback. I guess depending on how the slate does shake out, like, I'm taking a quick glance here. I mean, our projections portal again likes the Mariotas, Trevor Lawrence, Geno Smith. You know, I mean,
I will never play Marcus Mariota again. I don't care. I don't care if they made him. If he was $1,000 in salary, I would not play him.
You got to figure, though, that I do think it's a great GPP play this week because he burned everybody last week. And, dude, the Bucs are going to drop 40 points. Like,
yeah.
They just are. Like, they're not going to be running like they did against the Browns. I mean, they're going to be scoring. I think Kyle Pitts is a great play. We'll come to that. But I kind of like him. I mean, yes, not for cash. That's not what this is about. We do like to sprinkle in some three max entry type game theory thoughts. I mean, you could make the case, I guess, for Trevor Lawrence in a vacuum. But, yeah, play Jalen Hurts in cash. I mean, I'll probably even play a little bit less volume, I can tell right now, in cash on FanDuel and DraftKings this week because everybody's going to play the same players. I mean, yeah, less value.
I think the one other guy people will look at is Brady against Atlanta. He's 6K. Yeah. He'll project well. You know, people will want to play him. I don't know what to do with that whole thing. I mean, you get this whole narrative now he's, like, officially getting divorced. Does that help him? Does it hurt him? More importantly, his guys are getting back healthy, like Godwin and Evans will be there. So that's most important. But my favorite Tom Brady theory, real quick before we go to running back, is that his wife is like a witch, which I guess she's like admitted. And then now everyone on TikTok is like, oh, she's a witch. But because they're not together now, she's like putting hexes on him. Like, he's not going to do good now because his wife is putting hexes on him. But yeah,
the fact that they didn't make it, I'm in a group text with all my buddies. Shout out to all you know, guys out there that are married and, you know, you have your own fun little group text. And when we got the message today, the responses were all, if they can't make it, absolutely make it. Right. Like, how the hell are we supposed to make it when the most perfect couple of all time can't make it? So I just
thought. Yeah. Their team total will probably get up towards 29, if I had to guess. So
people would definitely. It's a good call. You're right. Brady is in play. I mean, that's my bad for not bringing that up. I mean, 6K. He's at least going to go 3X, which is at the worst case, which is what you want. Not that you want 18 points, but I'm fairly confident saying he's going to go 4X this week, which is Jalen.
You can buy 30. Low. I would be buying low on, like, the Tampa offense in general for like season-long
He'll
stuff
be popular too. By the end of the week, everybody's going to talk about him. All right, let's go to running back, where things continue to be dicey at running back, I feel like.
Yeah.
This is where you make your money, boy.
This is
where you're going to make your money.
This is a weird running back week. I mean, I think we're going to have to wait and see kind of what happens. So I'm assuming David Montgomery will be able to play, so that'll take out, you know, Khalil Herbert. I think Jamal Williams. Swift is just not going to play because it sounded like when Swift got hurt, Dan Campbell was like, it would help him to sit out until after the bye. And I'm pretty sure their bye is week 6, which is next week. So I think Swift will be out. Obviously, way different situation on the road in New England as compared to home against Seattle, but he is still only 6,500. He will project well, Jamal Williams, that is. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Lenny Fournette, 6,900, will project well. against Atlanta with the big team total. 3 carries for -3 yards on Sunday Night Football for Leonard Fournette, but he got there with 7 for 55 and a touchdown catching the ball. You know, you're assuming he'll be much more involved running the ball against Atlanta rather than, I mean, they were down so quickly in that game. You know, they really couldn't run the ball at all. So
that's actually probably a good thing that that turned out that way, because he'd be
he'll be chalk, but it would be even more so for sure. And then the other guy that stuck out just upon my first look was Jeff Wilson Jr. He's only 5,500. He's like typically, you know, you expect San Fran, especially when Mitchell, who is like quote unquote their guy, being out, to like mix it around. He has gotten, I mean, he played over 70% of the snaps 2 weeks ago. He was on the field a ton on Monday Night Football. I didn't check his exact snap count, but if he's going to get like 70% of the work for 5,500, I'm definitely interested.
Yeah. I'm fading CMC, fading Derrick Henry. Although 8,200, I mean, he looks like he's the beast is coming back out. Not for cash games though. I think we know that. I mean, even now Nick Chubb is $8,000. I love Nick Chubb. I think he's a guy, at least for me, yes, being a Cleveland homer, I'm going to play him in 3 max entry pretty much every single week. I don't see there's weeks where I'm not going to. I think the Chargers, like, are so bad, I think, against the run. I think it's not that. I think they're like the Browns where they encourage the run. Every week the Chargers are getting run on. So he is in play. You just can't play him on DraftKings, unfortunately. And then even on FanDuel, I was looking up. You know, I made that play last week. By the way, Ben, if you were watching the game, Chubb should have had 2 or 3 touchdowns. Like,
yeah, he was open on that stopped at the one.
He got stopped at the one, and then he was also open on a goal line pass play where Jacoby Brissett just is so slow, his ankles are stuck in the mud, and he didn't turn his body, but Chubb was just sitting there in the end zone. So I could have actually wrecked everything on FanDuel, but it ultimately did not happen. But yes, I'll be playing him in GPPs. I didn't think you were actually going to bring it up, but I was surprised you did. Is Jamal Williams going to be chalk? Because I feel like he's like my favorite play of the slate.
Yeah, I think he will be. People are just, yeah. I mean, it's early. Like, we'll see what happens. But yeah, at 65, I think he will be.
I think it's like, you know, going to New England, now the total doesn't look as high. I just assume people would.
Yeah. If Swift is out, I don't know. I guess we'll see. But if Swift is out, I would assume people will get on
to it. It's not a great.
No, it's not. It's a way different situation, but.
You know, I mean,
he's going to get red zone carries, and he'll catch a couple passes. I don't know. The opposite side of that game too, for tournaments at least, like Ramondre, Damian Harris, those guys are going to be interesting for sure. James Robinson, yeah, really interesting against Houston's run defense is so bad. James Robinson for sure is interesting. And then I think if you're spending up for like even cash games, I think it would have to be Eckler this week. He's first on the slate in weighted opportunity. The Browns run defense was not looking good. Obviously, they might get like Miles or Clowney back. Like, we'll see, but I don't know.
Talked about that in our Discord.
He can catch. I mean, he can catch, like you said last week, like he could realistically catch, you know, 7-8 passes. So
especially if Clowney and Garrett are out, I mean, I feel like we got to pay up then, unfortunately, and just play Eckler. People won't do that, but I think he's the play if Clowney's out and if Garrett's out, which who knows. It's Tuesday. Moving down though, like, dude, there are other amazing plays. Like, Miles Sanders continues to be a guy that you got to have in a 3 max entry. Yeah. I feel like
Miles Sanders was in my GPP core that went off, that I chose the wrong TB2 on. Yeah. I got Miles Sanders and the Eagles D stack. They were both 1% owned.
Jesus. It's crazy he's that low. And he won't be anymore, though.
Probably won't be this week, but it was just funny that I got
Other than that, Breece Hall is going to get a lot of talk this week. I guarantee it. He's pretty cheap, man. Like, you could do a lot with him in your lineup. You got to figure he's going to get 3 or 4 catches a week now, probably 10 to 12 rushing attempts at least, if not more. It seems like he's trending that way. He could be a guy that ends up just steamed and chalked by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think so? No.
Yeah. No, I agree, actually.
Yeah. Anyone else down here? Again, a lot of GPP plays. It's just kind of like a wishy-washy running back week. Like, you got to make stances. I mean, quickly, just gun to head. I like James Robinson a lot.
James Robinson really sticks out, man. Houston's run defense is so bad.
I would consider Miles if I somehow ended up like paying down to Brady. Like that would be super interesting for a main lineup. Like everybody goes Hurts, you still get the 4x upside with Brady, if not 5x, and Miles does what he does. I mean, that's like an interesting move right there. But that's
yeah, kind of what I think like I would approach Miles Sanders kind of like how we approach some other teams. Like if you're not, like you said, if you're not stacking the passing game, like play Miles Sanders, like, and you'll still get exposure to the offense, you know. And that, right, I mean, that was like a ceiling game from it. We really haven't seen that in the past ever. But yeah, wide receiver. Oh man. Do you see anyone that sticks out? I mean, obviously we have like Cooper Kupp, Steph Diggs, Justin Jefferson at the top. How do we not tell me how we don't play Cooper Kupp? I know he's 9,600. How do we not play him? He does every week.
You have
I'm wondering if you would have to, though. Like, we'll always get value open up. Like, last week, if Cooper Kupp was on the slate, you would have easily been able to play him. Even with, I think, not spending down. Because you could have played, I don't know, we'll have to see. But how do you not play him? I mean, it's insane what this guy does every single week. And Allen Robinson is completely washed. So, it's the same situation as last season.
Yeah, I guess I'm not arguing that. It's just tough, man. Like, I just feel like it's just not the play, though. You know, like, I get it. Trust me, you know me. Like, I feel like I'm obsessed with paying up for receivers, but I learned so many lessons in the past that I don't know. I mean, what is his price? He's not even at our projections portal right now.
He's 9,600 against Dallas. He won't see. They move him around too much for him to be on Diggs all the time. Also, shout out to Trevon Diggs. I mean, this guy was a fraud last year. He was a fraud elite corner last year, gave up tons of big plays. He was just gambling, getting picks. This dude is balling out right now. So respect to Trevon Diggs, but Cooper Kupp moves around too much. He will not be exclusively on him. So outside of the studs at the top, though, I mean, Tyler Lockett is probably going to project well again. He's 5,600. Why do they not want to move Tyler Lockett's price up? Is there like a DraftKings bias against Tyler Lockett?
I see. I love it. I mean, I played Lockett, I feel like, the last
three weeks. Yeah, I mean, he was chalk last week. He's 5,600 again. I don't understand. Brandon Cooks at 61 is always going to be fine. He finally scored last week.
By the way, those two are highest values in the projection portal, which is behind the paywall. It's so easy to sift by permanent value. Like, it sticks out like a sore thumb. Like, you got to be pretty dumb not to see that right now Tyler Lockett and Brandon Cooks are the best plays of the entire slate for wide receiver. Yeah. They are, based on the math. And we literally do that work for you guys. So, head to the website, subscribe, and you can see it for yourself.
Yeah.
Can you bring it up and show them on YouTube?
Yeah. What do you see anyone else in the – I don't know. Do you see anyone else in the mid-tier? We're going to have to wait and see. Like, we'll have to wait and see on Amon-Ra. Like, if he's out, like, you know, we could get some more Lion stuff maybe. Keenan Allen, if he's out, you know, Josh Palmer comes back into play. The Chargers, that's my early bet of the week. If the Chargers team totals 24-25 on your book, just bet the over, because they are going to score quite a bit of points this weekend, in my opinion.
Isn't Pickett going to be in play? I mean, he looked like he dominated with or not Pickett.
George Pickens. Yeah, I was looking to see. He's 4,300. I mean, I'm sure he has chemistry with Pickett, but they still have Deontay. They still have Chase Claypool. Like, it's tough to, like...
Oh, dude, I know a cheap guy. I know a cheap guy. He's going to get steamed by the end of the week. At least, maybe not. But you got to play Rondell Moore, right, to open up. If you're going the Hurts route, he's, what, 4,100 here? I mean,
he's got five. If he becomes popular, I will not play him. Like, yeah, you want to target the Eagles in the middle of the field, but I have never seen any ceiling. I know he's only 4,100, so you don't need a ceiling. But I have never seen a ceiling from Rondell Moore in the NFL. I have never seen it. And I don't know. I don't trust the Cardinals at all this week. I think it's a bad spot for the Cardinals. But I'm sure Rondell will project well. He's 4,100, like, for sure.
You know who's going to go off this week is Stephon Diggs. Like, I feel like there's so many options.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets overlooked because we're talking about Kupp. We're talking about these other guys below. I mean, Marquise Brown is going to be in that game. Is he going to be low-owned? I mean, I know they got, you know, Darius Slay there, but I just feel like in the past I would think about matchups so much, but I just feel like it doesn't matter as much as we think. Like, Marquise Brown's
going to get the looks that they're going to give Kyler Murray on defense this weekend. I mean, he's not going to know, like, what's going on. And I'm staying away from the Cardinals. That could look like a terrible take. By the time we come on here next week, like maybe that game shoots out and it's the nuts, whatever. I'm not playing any Cardinals this week. I will just tell you that. Look at DJ Moore at 5,200. Pour one out for DJ Moore. The Twitter crowd that said DJ Moore was getting a quarterback upgrade. He's seen the lowest percentage of catchable targets in his entire career this year. So pour one out for DJ Moore at 5,200. We're not even talking about him.
It's really bad.
That's terrible. Eagles guys for sure. I don't know about cash, like AJ Brown at 75. That's probably too much for cash, but Devonta Smith at 6K, I guess, could come into play for sure. Like if you're playing Hurts, like I would rather play Devontae at 6K than Brandon Cooks at 61, you know, just because it makes sense.
Quickly, before we finish up a tight end, again, for you FanDuel folks out there, remember, FanDuel's a little bit different. I feel like that's why, at least I've always had an edge, just because everybody studies DK and it's all in our brains, but you can pay down more in FanDuel. Like, the catches are great, they help, but the PPR thing is not as huge as you think. Like, you just need guys who are going to score touchdowns and get enough targets, like, at the end of the day. And there's a lot of cheap guys. Like, I'm looking at our projections portal. CeeDee Lamb pops out again. He's a huge value on FanDuel at 7,200. I mean, what's really the difference between him and Cooper Kupp on FanDuel? Like, I feel like it's not as much as we think, right? But there's probably a $2,000 difference in price or $2,500. Brandon Cooks, again, of course, popping in value. So there's that. All right, let's finish at tight end.
I think there's a difference between Cooper Kupp. But if you would have said Justin Jefferson or something, then I would go with that. But tight end, I mean, where are the cheap tight ends, man? Give me some cheap tight ends this week. I mean, like I said,
but you got to go Kyle Pitts, I feel like. At least consider it. If not, then it's either Ertz or Goddard, right? It's Ertz or Goddard.
Yeah. Well, you can always save. Like, for me personally, I would rather play a 3K tight end and get 3 points than play Kyle Pitts and get maybe 7 points because I'm saving salary.
This is the week, but. Five.
But I hope it is. I have him on quite a bit of season-long teams. I hope it is the week. There's no way I'm playing Kyle Pitts in cash, though. I think Ertz I like for tournaments, man. Ertz is, one, you can use tight ends. If I was playing one Cardinal, okay, I just said I was playing no Cardinals. If I play one Cardinal this week, it's Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
He's second in football in targets inside the 20 with 10. He is second in football in targets inside the 10 with 6. So 6 of those 10 are inside the 10. They're using him a ton in the red zone. Revenge game, you can target them in the middle of the field. Like, that's who I'm playing. I'm playing Zach Ertz over Rondale for sure in tournaments. And you could sell me on that, whatever. Higby too, you could sell me on for tournaments because he's the only guy other than Cooper Kupp that gets anything. He's first on the slate in target share in terms of tight ends. But I'll just be looking for cheap guys. I mean, Evan Engram at 31, you know, Logan Thomas, Hunter Henry, whatever. I'll find a cheap tight end by the end of the week and put him in final thoughts and we'll play.
My dummy lineup right now, again, it's Tuesday. It's not going to stay that way, but it actually has Ertz and Goddard. So that's kind of what I have early. Yeah, I mean,
Goddard's a great tournament player.
I just feel like at 4,700 and 4,800, like those guys in that game environment are probably both going to hit value. I mean, I do not expect a ceiling game, no TJ Hockenson, but just an early lineup I constructed that I did like. One quick note. How is Njoku always 3,800?
Yeah, Njoku's a great play. Again, I know he didn't come anywhere close to TJ Hockenson last week, but David Njoku is a good play. I like that game really for tournaments, man. Chargers stack with, you know, Njoku on the other side. The Chargers are going to, dude, the Browns have been giving up how many points every week? Yeah. They've played like the Jets and the Falcons. What, Justin Herbert's going to come in here and just drop 40 on them.
Well, you remember this game last year. I mean,
That was the week you almost won the Millie Maker with Njoku. And Sam was like talking smack.
Sam was so upset. Now he's one of the best projected.
Yes. Justin Herbert stacks with Njoku on the other side. That is the tournament play this week, in my opinion.
I'm telling you, I do think Nick Chubb is an amazing play this week, and nobody plays him. And to that point,
Kareem Hunt too, who no one also plays because he.
Yeah, this could easily
to be Matt's point. He does have Kareem Hunt has a really good red zone role, so he could get a couple touchdowns. But
I could see myself taking Hunt this week instead of the Chubb. But all right,
finish up with defense. Any defense that sticks out? I mean,
no. Here's all I'm gonna say. Like, take a cheap one.
Dallas 2,500.
I lose on defense every week on DraftKings. I hate defense. I just do. I don't understand.
That's why we
like,
play on Owner's Box. They have super flex, multiple flex spots. There is no sight of a defense on Owner's Box Fantasy.
Here's one thing I will tell you this for a fact. Usually I don't have this kind of conviction on a defense.
Oh, absolute no. Lock, early week lock. Conviction on a defense?
Fiction, especially in FanDuel where you can make things work, you know, hashtag easy. I'm playing San Francisco in FanDuel. I don't care. Don't talk me out of any cheap defense, Ben. I'm not doing it. Don't trap me into anything on FanDuel. I'm playing San Francisco. They're going against Baker. I mean, this could be like, this could be the nail in the coffin. Honest to God, like this could be the final Baker game. I could see it like literally being his final game of his career as a starter. I think he'll always be a backup in the league for his arm strength, but I just feel like it's a lot.
He would be better off to go be on.
You're looking at what? Four sacks, five sacks, a pick?
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. Like, for that point, I like Eagles too, man. They're 3,500. I'm telling you, Cliff Kingsbury.
Miles.
Dude, Jonathan Gannon is going to put Cliff Kingsbury in a blender on Sunday. He's just not going to know. He's going to like be stand on the field, and he's going to have just a look on his face like, what is happening?
Miles and the Eagles defense. I like that.
Yeah. Let's got him at 1% last week. We'll just run it back in week 5. But thank you guys very much for watching. Like I said, dfscomer.com if you want access to the core plays. Owner's Box Fantasy, ownersbox.online. Use promo code Karma if you want the free entries. You want the $500 deposit match. And get in our Discord. It's 100% free to get in the Discord. dfscomer.com/chat. Join us on Saturday night. I'll be in there live. Anthony's at a wedding this weekend, but he claims he's going to hop in.
I'm coming in.
But I'll be in. Who else in the world at a fantasy website rips a Saturday night 2-hour show with their community talking about everything? I'll bring people up, you know, we'll have a ball. I might go 3 hours in week five.
Dude,
so
I'm
get in the
literally
Discord.
In wedding. It's my brother's wedding.
Yeah.
And I'm hopping in.
You're just
in.
Hopping in. Yeah, because it's more important. So, thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys in week 6.
All right.